Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2009 Memorial Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
So I'm going to ask that you repeat after me this simple prayer so we can break the curse. Amen? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come to you sincerely with a desire to be free from all curses, from all expectation curses, from all fear curses, and their results. Lord Jesus, I thank you for saving me, cleansing away my sin at the cross. I confess with my mouth that I belong to you. The devil has no power over me because I am cleansed and covered by your precious blood. I now confess all of my sins, known and unknown. I repent of them now in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord, to forgive me. I now confess the sins of all my forefathers in the name and by the blood of Jesus Christ. I break and renounce the power of the curse of expectation. I break and renounce the power of every demonic curse, every direct curse that was passed down to me through the sins and actions of others. That's what I did for this. I mean, what great history to explain to you that within the last 12 or 15 years, every man in my family, bloodline on my dad's side, except for me, have two back surgeries. These are all from trauma and from accidents, confrontation. Yeah, well, the spiritual roots behind that, anger, turn your back on God, and a lot more. And bitterness, and that's the spiritual parallels, and that hopefully will come out this weekend in the teachings, too. That's good. Very good. So you need to understand here, this is not just passive degeneration of the back. I don't have any problems like that. They didn't have any problems like that. This is anger, bitterness, turning your back on God, generational curse, backsliding. On my dad's side is German. And then on his mother's side was Spanish. And then on my mom's side is Indian and then African. All right, so we got a lot of curses to break. Because every one of those, when they all came together and the blood mixed together, then you got a double dose. Exactly. And years back, my wife and I saw this, and we began to dealing with it. Not because I feared back. I didn't even know all my family members was having problems. You just don't see it. You just see love. We go there and pray for them, keep going. And then one day, I was with my brother in Galveston getting ready for a back surgery, and me and my sister just started talking. Say, but you know, Daddy had two, Michael had two, Kenneth had two, Kendrick's going to have two. I said, it's a curse. Like that. Yeah, she's all right. She's a good girl. And her husband is pretty faithful. And I baptized her years ago. So I just told her point blank what it is. She said, yeah, I guess so. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break the power and the hold of every curse that came to me through sin. My sins, sins of my forefathers. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break the power and hold of every curse that came to me through direct words spoken, through the curse of expectation, through words spoken. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break the power and hold of every curse that came to me through disobedience. Mine, all my forefathers. In the name of Jesus Christ, I now renounce breaking loose myself. Do you really believe it? I mean, I really believe this. It's a waste of time because, you know, trust me, I could have been out in Hollywood. I know, you know, hypocrites, that's where they go. But anyway, There's a whole lot of other things we could be doing with our time if we don't believe this thing. So don't waste your time picking on Christians and having fights and arguing and telling them, you know, if you just want to live in the, like they're going out there. You know, I mean, I hope you don't, but I'd rather you stay here. But it's, the reason why you're struggling might be because of this curse. Your expectation has been lowered. Your standard of trusting God has been lowered because of this curse. In the name of Jesus Christ, I now break it loose, myself and my family, from all demonic subjection to my father, mother, grandparents, or any other human being, living or dead, that have ever in the past or are now dominating or controlling me or my family in any way contrary to the word and the will of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I now renounce breaking loose myself and my family from all psychic heredity, demonic strongholds, psychic powers, direct curses, self-inflicted curses, indirect curses, the curse of expectations, all of the bondages, bonds of inherited physical or mental illnesses, or curses upon me and my family line as a result of sins, transgressions, iniquities, the occult, or psychic involvement of any member of my family line, living or dead. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare every legal hold and every legal ground of the enemy broken, destroyed. Satan no longer has a legal right to harass my family line through curses. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, I am free. I thank you, Jesus, for setting me free. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command all direct curses, self-inflicted curses, all curses of expectation that enter me through curses to leave me now. Go in the name of Jesus. I confess that my body, soul and spirit is the dwelling place of the Spirit of God. I am the redeemed of the Lord, cleansed, sanctified, and justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. Therefore, Satan nor his demons have any place in me or power over me because of the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for setting me free. I think all of you were here last night. If not, I'm going to ask that you just pray and agree with me as I engage the enemy. And pray that you won't just pray out loud in tongues or speak at this time. Just sort of agree with me. And if it's there, it's going to come out of you. I want to just take authority right now and ask God to send angels to fill every crack and crevice of the house of prayer, the grounds thereof. All the spirits that have been leaving throughout this day and the rest of the camp meeting be gathered up with chains and shackles. Be gagged so they're unable to get strength one from another, able to help one another. I throw confusion in the enemy's camp. I remind him my weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God to pull down the strongholds. I'm not going to fight you in the flesh. You're going to go to where Jesus tells you to go. There's nothing you can do about it. A greater is here. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We're in the strong man's palace. We're binding the strong man. In Jesus' name, I bind Satan and his demons in the heavens and on earth. I loose this deliverance session from Satan and his demons in the heavens and on earth. I bind Satan and his demons in the heavens on earth. I forbid them to communicate with or reinforce any demons inside of any person. I bind the strong man and the ruler spirit over the curse of expectation, curse of fear, the direct curses, word curses that have come against us. And each person here that is represented, I loose each person from that strong man right now. In Jesus' name, I forbid the strong man over every person that's willing to participate tonight to communicate or reinforce with any other spirits inside of those persons. Over this curse, the curse of expectation, I break the generational curses, I break all direct curses, I break all indirect curses, self-inflicted curses, curses on any living and non-living entities, I break the curse of compromise, the curse of negotiation, just compromise, negotiation, just, you know, well, I'll get around to that later, I just don't want to go over there. I just break those curses right now. Now, over those curses, you got demons that come in and seal those curses in. I break the satanic seals over those curses, the satanic protective shields, the satanic prayers, ties and evil paths, and all ties in any living and non-living entities. I bind them right now. I break the curses. I divide and conquer you. I command all the spirits you come up tied together. I command you to come up. I cut all the supports of those demonic spirits. Cut all of the roots of the spirits. Any remaining holes. I sever any relation with low-life spirit with the sword of the Spirit of God. Lord God, I thank you right now that all the no-name spirit and any other supporting spirits, you got to go in Jesus' name. When I call you out, you're going to leave. You're going to go where Jesus tells you to go. You have no power to stay in the church of God. You have been exposed. So I command all of the fear and the phobia spirits, you're going to line up. You're going to come out of the people. There will be no bleeding. There will be no tearing. You're just going to go. You're going to go quickly. You're going to go quickly. And you're going to go to where Jesus tells you to go. So I come against all the fear spirits. Fear of abuse. Fear of abuse by a pastor. Fear of abuse by past people. Fear of physical abuse. Fear of mental abuse. Come out of us in Jesus' name. And I'm talking about generationally, past, before salvation, and since your salvation. Come out of us now. We'll make sure the demon understands. If you not understand right now, it's okay. You can catch it later. But right now, we'll make sure that devil knows what we're going after. You got to go. You get out of us. We ought to be able to go up in person. We may not agree with everything, or you may have to take some take stuff that I had to take a lot from these leaders, and you may have to take stuff from me or anybody else, but at the same time, you should walk away feeling all like you ain't worthy of nothing. There's got to be a reason for every discipline, every correction that God is bringing somebody in your life to give you. Amen. Curse, I break those curses right now. The curse of abuse, all of it. Come out of us now. Come out in Jesus' name. All right? I come against the fear of accusation, fear of condemnation. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Fear of shame. Come out of there in Jesus' name. All the shame spirits. Come out of there, shame. Come out, shame. Come out. Fear of the air, wind, rain, fog. It's snowing outside. Go in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Fear of being lonely. Emptiness. Fear to go inside that, do that MRI, get in that machine there, and you just get struggling there. I gotta get out of here. Come on, all that fear, be in tight place, phobias, claustrophobia. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come on, sir. Go ahead, it's good. Fine, go. Come out in Jesus' name. Fear of animals and dogs and cats and Rottweilers and pit bulls, snakes. Come on, all them fear of all them animals. Don't jump in nobody's fence if you don't want to get bit. That's their territory. But if you jump in there by mistake, you better rebuke the demon and bind the spirit to stop the dog from biting you. I had a friend did that. He said, man, I jumped in the wrong yard. He didn't get bit, though. It was an accident. Same thing with you. You better stand up there and let them know who's in charge. It's Jesus. Amen. Fear of anything new. Some people just can't buy nothing new. Now, you need to buy used cars. That ain't my business what you buy, though. I'm just saying, the way they mark them bags, I'll probably buy one you get a good deal. But anyway, fear of buying anything new. Fear of change. Come out of us. Come out of us. It's a little fun when we have a little deliverance sometimes. We had an early church, they called it rides in the church. They get all excited. One guy fell down two stairs, and Paul had to go out there and raise him up from the dead. Fear of an auto accident. Fear of a plane accident. I ain't flying. I'm scared to get up there. Fear of auto accidents. Come out. Fear of bacteria. Fear of all those germs. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Come out of there. You're going to feel so much better about your walk with the Lord when you don't have that fear. Then God may be able to send you to India or Africa or any other place, Mexico, where you can help people. But you don't want to go right now because you've got to have some stuff in your hands. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Fear of a barren place. Fear of an open space. Fear of a bearing a deformed child. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Fear of being controlled by the demons. Fear of being enclosed and being locked in. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Fear of being forsaken. Fear of being, I'm just not loved, Brother Jim. Fear of being unloved. Come out. Fear of being looked at. Fear of being touched. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Fear of being overpowered. Come out of there. Fear of birds. Fear of feathers. Now, I'm calling you a list of demons that actually came out of people over the years, okay? So it's a compiled list of demons that came out. So I don't want a cafeteria. I don't know who's here, who needs. I'm going down my list. Fear of blood. Fear of a blood transfusion. Fear of being tortured. Amen. Fear of concentration camps. Come out. Come out. Generational fear. Come out in Jesus' name. All those curses. I break those curses back. 10 generations on both sides of the family. Fear of boys. Fear of girls. Come out. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Fear of brain disease. Come out of there. Fear of a burglar coming in the house. Fear of robbers. Fear of bad men. You come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Fear of being buried alive. Stop watching them horror movies. I went cold turkey on them one day. I told my wife, honey, the only reason I watch these horror movies is I can see what kind of demons is coming out of the 20th century. And I went cold turkey. I couldn't sleep almost a week. I had so many nightmares. But I got free. So I ain't watching no more horror movies. I'm trying to justify it so I can find out what kind of demon in the 20th century. I was being insane by that demon. He let me know he was unhappy when I stopped watching him. Come out. Fear of being a fear of childbirth. I've had that. I've ministered to women and men present with their wives in some cases. Where when the childbirth spirits are coming, they go, they be scared. And that's understandable, a young woman having a baby. I got five children and 3 girls. Fear of choking. Fear of strangulation. Come out. Fear of the cold. Fear of the heat. Fear of steam. Fear of the color red. Some people just go off on the color red. Come out of there in Jesus. I know the demons do. Go out. Come out in Jesus' name. Fear of confinement. Fear of contamination. Ooh, I'm contaminated. The whole hospital is going to get it. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Now, you're supposed to be going in the hospital if God sees you in the raised the dead or whatever. You can't go in there because they got some kind of swine flu or something in there. Fear of crossing the streets. Fear of the dark. Fear of darkness. Come out. Some people have a fear of daylight. Fear of dawn. Fear of death. Fear of dying. Fear of seeing a corpse. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Fear of defecation. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Fear of deformity. Fear of deliverance. Go in Jesus' name. Fear of demons. Fear of spirits. Fear of dirt, dust, and filth. Come out. Come out of there in Jesus' name. All that fear, you got to go in Jesus' name. Do y'all know Howard Hughes with all his money? In his last days, he had to wear gloves and he had to have everything sterile. I mean, the guy just went off. We're not supposed to be like that. But some of you can have better cleansing habits, including Brother Jim. You know you're blowing your nose and the tissue wet. Why put it in your pocket? I'm pastor. Pastor going to see everything. No, I ain't going to tell you nothing. But yes. And I will forget who you are because I love and forget. I ain't one of them kind. But it hurt when I see you. Oh, yeah, it is. I'm not talking about hanging. I'm talking about a piece of tissue. And then come up here. Come on, brother. How you doing? Fear of disapproval. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Fear of disapproval. Come out. Fear of discipline. Fear of the rod. Come out. Fear of diseases. Come out of there. Fear of doctors. Fear of dentists. Fear of medicine. I used to have a fear of dentists. Come out of there. I'll go 2 or 3 years with a cavity. Be hurting that needle on one side because I didn't want to go in there. Come out. I did. It really happened. You go in Jesus' name. So I don't know who's out here. Somebody might have the same problem. Come out. Fear of driving over bridges. I had that problem too. When I was a little boy, I had a recurring dream where I was going over a bridge and the car would go off the bridge. I got over that too. I told my wife, I said, I can't feel uneasy going over this bridge. So I don't have a problem going over bridges right now, but I do put 2 hands on the wheel. Come out. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. I ain't gonna give the devil no play. You go in Jesus' name. Fear of driving in the rain. Fear of driving at night. And I hope there's nobody at a deliverance conference that's fear of driving at night or use that excuse not to go to fellowship. Come out in Jesus' name. Fear of eating. Fear of food. Fear of taste. Fear of electricity. Fear of emotional hurt. Emotional pain so I don't get close to people because I don't want them to hurt me. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Fear of everything. Fear of an examination. Fear of the eyes, the hair, the teeth. Fear of failure. Fear I'm going to make a mistake. Come out. Fear of failing. Fear of failure. Come out. Fear of financial responsibility. I don't want the responsibility. I just gave it to my wife. I don't want the responsibility. I just gave it to the audit, to the accountant. Let the CPA do it. Come out. Fear of fire. Fear of things like fish and frogs. Fear of Friday the 13th. Fear of Friday the 13th. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Come out. Fear of ghosts. Come out, ghosts. Fear of fire. Fear of ghosts. Come out. Fear of breaking glass. Fear of a black cat. Fear of walking under a ladder. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Fear of bad luck. Come out of us in Jesus' name. fear of any type of expectation that I've covered in the service. Go in Jesus' name. Fear of a heart attack. Go in Jesus' name. Come on. Fear of height. High objects. Fear to go up real high. Go in Jesus' name. You got to defeat that, people. Go in Jesus' name. Fear of infirmities. Fear I'm going to have cancer. Fear I'm going to have diabetes. Fear I'm going to die prematurely. Come out of there. Fear of an injury, harm, hurt, scratches. Fear of insanity. Insanity in my family. I don't want to lose my mind. Fear. Come out in Jesus' name. Fear of insects, them spiders. Fear of them spiders. Fear of the bumblebees. Fear of cockroaches. Come out of there. Fear of them ticks. Come out of there. Fear. All fear of insects. You go in Jesus' name. Fear of snakes. Fear of rattlesnakes. Fear of cobras. Come out of there. Fear of rat snakes. Fear of snakes. You can smell them if you go fishing. Now, some of y'all can smell them. Got a good little sense there. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out. Fear of insecurity. Come out of there. The curse of jealousy. I break it over you in Jesus' name. Curse of jealousy. I break it in Jesus' name. The demon masquerades as curse of jealousy and try to tell you you got discernment. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Fear of knives and rods and sticks. And, you know, I can be around the house. Even my wife might pick up a knife once she would cut. I make sure that I ain't uncomfortable around her with a knife. Okay. You think that's playing? I'm always testing myself. Okay.
I believe that. Some of y'all know. God had me say that for a reason. Yeah. You got your hands in your pocket. I know.
Fear of loss of the mind, loss of salvation. Come out of there. Fear of making mistakes. Fear of mice and rats. Oh, yuck. All that fear. Come out of there. Fear. Fear of murder. Fear I'm going to be raped. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out.
I don't know why. I'm going to leave that alone.
Fear of odor. Fear of body odor. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Fear of going into poverty. Come out. Fear of poison. Come out of fear of the railroad tracks. Fear of crossing the railroad tracks. Might get hit by a train. I heard the whistle. I break that curse. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Fear of riding in planes. Fear of riding in airplanes and trains. Come out. Fear of sacred things. That's a sacred thing. That's a family thing there. Fear. Come out. Go. Fear of Satan. Fear of the devil. Fear of hell. Fear of evil. Come out. Fear of getting the scabies. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out. Fear. All fear. Fear. Fear of all type of stories and myths that you've heard in the past. Come out in Jesus' name. Fear of getting tapeworms. You go in Jesus' name. Fear of tuberculosis. Fear of vaccinations. Fear of needles. Come out in Jesus' name. Fear of riding next to somebody that's tailgating. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Fear of riding in a vehicle like that. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, horrified, haunting, fearful, fear of going to have allergies. I'm going to have a cold, going to have a flu, catching a cold, catching sinuses, all seasonal curses. I break them in Jesus' name. I command those demons, you go, and I speak healing right now. In the name of Jesus. Some water, please, Elder. Some water. All those curses, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I come against the spirit of hysteria. Come out. Panic, worry, anxiety, in Jesus' name. All of you have to go in Jesus' name. All of you have to go in Jesus' name. I break the curses over premenstrual syndrome discomfort monthly. I break that curse. Command those demons to go. I break the curse of expecting financial problems monthly or seasonal. Thank you, brother. I break those curses in Jesus' name. I break the curses in Jesus' name or expecting certain allergies and certain seasonal problems. I break those curses in Jesus' name. I break the curses that come into your ears, into your home from the television commercials on meds. I break those curses right now in Jesus' name. Now, Father, I take authority over the strong man of curse of expectation over the congregation of the Lord. I come against the rulers, controllers, controller rulers, and all supervisory spirits over the curse of expectation. I break your evil power possession authority over the congregation of the Lord in Jesus' name. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I command every one of you to loose us in the name of Jesus. I command you to go and all the demons that were lodged in there in order to seal and shield that curse inside of our lives. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now I come against all fear, the ruler of fear, supervisor of fear, controller ruler of fear, and all of the supervisory spirits
working in the spirits of fear, attacking our lives. Go in Jesus' name. Apollyon, go. The destroyer, go. Angel of the bottomless pit, go in Jesus' name. Go. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I command all of you, go in Jesus' name. Everyone has to go in Jesus' name. That's wonderful deliverance from my friend back there. That's good. Go in Jesus' name. The Lord, the Word says that when the enemy comes against me one way, he must flee seven ways. All seven ways. Go. 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 I loose the opposite to the body of Christ. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control, healing, physical and spiritual. I release Jesus in Jesus' name. Command all the demons, you keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Have a nice trip. Keep going. Every one of you, keep going. In Jesus' name. I take authority over all spirits and command them to go in Jesus' name. Keep going. Keep going in Jesus' name. Keep going. I guess I destroyed your little fun and game tonight. You probably thought we was playing, huh? Probably thought we was just putting on a hat. Demons, keep going in Jesus' name. I break that curse of expectation. I break it in Jesus' name. Every one of your demons, you have to go. You can't stay in Jesus' name. I break all block deliverance curses. I break the block deliverance curses. I break the direct curses, indirect curses, negotiation curses, reinforcement curses, agreement curses, controlling curses, gossip curses, jealousy curses, oppression curses, killer curses, hidden curses, poverty curses, bondage curses, bondage to persons, servitude curses, slavery curses, fantasy curses, fear curses, phobia curses, allergy curses, seasonal curses, mental suggestion curses, expectation curses, medical curses, prognosis curses, witchcraft curses, occult witchcraft curses, witchcraft curses, satanic curses, Indian curses, go! Spanish Indian curses, go! Italian curses, go! French curses, go! African curses, go! Voodoo curses, go! Hexes, go! Vexes, go! Jinxes, go! Spells, go! Enchantments, go! Rituals, go! Covenants, go! Conjures, go! Cliche curses! Cliche over the government, over the nation, over our lives! Mechanical curses, go! Electrical curses, go! Curses by the demons, go! Reversal curses, go! Satanic prayer curses, go! Prayer, psychic prayer curses, go in Jesus' name! I'm breaking all of you. You gotta go. There's nothing you can do about it. There is absolutely nothing that you can do about it. You have to go. Continue to go. Keep going. I come against all of the demonic powers. Demonic leeway, go. The gatekeepers, go. The warden and the judge, go. Demonic headway, go. Open demon house, go. Open spirit house, go. Open evil anointing receiver, go. Open evil authority, go. Control, open evil authority, go. Open gateway, go. Open pathway, go. Open ruler house, go. Open ruler oppressive spirit, go. Opening, go. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Satanic doorway, come out. Satanic express, satanic free will, satanic holder, satanic kingdom, satanic leftover, satanic panella, satanic permission, satanic welcome. I'm breaking all of those satanic doors right now. I'm closing the doors. I'm applying the blood of Jesus. I'm closing the doors. I'm applying to Jesus. I'm applying the blood. I'm closing the doors. All those principalities, you got to go. I come against the open curse receiver. Open curse receiver. Go in Jesus' name. Go. All of the open curse receiver supervisory spirits. Go in Jesus' name. Open satanic prayer receiver. Go. Psychic prayer receiver. Go. Curse bearer spirits that bear the curse. I break the curse. Go in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. I'm closing the door. In the name of Jesus. I'm closing the door. And I'm applying the blood of Jesus. I'm closing the door. I'm closing the door. Everyone have to go. Go, 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 quickly. You lost your power. You don't have any more power. We've been given power. You have to go. Every one of you have to go. You're going to have to go in Jesus' name.
Now I take authority from my position in Christ Jesus, which is high above all Satan's principalities, world rulers, dominions. From the third heaven I bind every spirit that's in agreement with this demonic power manifested. I cut off all support. I break the ties between one another, forbid you to be able to get strength one from another. I forbid you to be able to get strength from one another. I remind you that when your enemy said he was going to protect you, he's not doing anything for you right now. So go in Jesus' name. I forbid any agreement whatsoever working. I divide and conquer you right now. I divide you in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you right now. Because you got all the power. You give the power to the believers. Power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. The word of God said nothing by any means shall hurt or harm us. We've been given the power to tread upon these serpents and scorpions, so we command them all to go. Even though we might have a little violent manifestation there where it sounds a little, this may be a little challenging for some of you for the first time. There are other deliverances that are going on inside here. There are other deliverances that are taking place in here, and then there are other copycats too, and there's nothing happening. And sometimes for the sake of cut down on confusion, we'll just let some things go as long as it don't interfere. But we're the authorities that God's placed here to do the work. That's who should be doing it. I hope you can get it if you trust somebody else. It's not that we're so great or nothing like that, but we just trust God's authority. We know authority has kept us alive. Keep coming out in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. There's other people getting delivered in here, two people. Praise the Lord. Our God is faithful. Our God is faithful. He's a faithful God. Keep on getting some deliverance there. Amen. We're closing the door. We're covering with the blood. Hallelujah. All right, now those of you that are getting delivered, you got to be quiet. And let the ministers minister to you. Let the ministers minister to you. Don't say anything. Don't try to make any explanations. Answer their questions. Those of you that are being prayed for right now, I appreciate it. God bless you. Where do we stand? It looks pretty good. Some of you might be still getting a little deliverance. Amen. God bless you all. Father, I'm just praying right now to fill those places, Lord God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Spirit coming and just filling us up. All those areas where those demons were, we are free. The Son has made us free, and we just thank you, Lord. We worship the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God. Our God is a great God. Our God is a great God. And He reigns. He's above. He's Lord of lords. He's King of kings. And we just pray, Lord, fill us right now with your presence. Anoint us right now, Lord God. And Lord, I just pray over the body of Christ right now. I pray the blessings of the Lord upon the body of Christ. Lord, we thank you for our sister getting free. We thank you for all of us that's getting free. And we know in days to come, you're going to show us, Lord God, things that we probably neglected, didn't even think about. That we're going to run across a situation going at a four-way stop sign, or it's going to be lightning outside, and we're going to say, wow, I'm free. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah. Amen. That's going to happen. So I bless the congregation of the Lord. See you at 6 o'clock in the morning. Okay. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.